promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, Cheap Shot Nation and movie fans? This is review number 272. We're well on the way to 300, and that is amazing. Now, this movie, immaculate, as you can see on your screen. If you're watching on YouTube, please do subscribe. Or, you know, if you're listening on the podcasting channels, Talk Is Cheap, you can hear me say, this movie is immaculate. It's certainly not immaculate, but it does have a very good premise, a twist on what will be coming out next week, which is The Omen, about the Immaculate Conception of Christ. The Lord and Savior, if you believe in that kind of thing. And it's directed by Michael Mohan and stars Sydney Sweeney. Now, I've heard Sydney Sweeney's name quite a bit. I've never seen her in anything, but based on this, I think she's going to go very far. Not only is she a very beautiful woman, she's also a very good actress. And she has a good supporting cast alongside her throughout this creepy, atmospheric, non-sploitation movie. And without giving away any sort of plot points, I'm going to go through what I think of this film. I think you can probably tell that I appreciate this film. We've had some quite nasty horror films coming out over the last couple of months, and when I say nasty, I just mean really bad. And although this is not picture perfect, like the setting of the nunnery that Sister Cecilia is called to, almost headhunted for this movie in the in the beautiful picture perfect Italian countryside, where she joins an Italian monastery, nunnery, whatever you want to call it. And, she's there to look after sick elderly nuns. And she's basically there as a nurse. So people keep putting her off. There's scenes that, you know, are real life almost. You know, if you're a nurse, you have to do certain things that you perhaps wouldn't do in a normal job. But she's, she's devout for her faith. Sister Cecilia, she does the confessions with the cardinal and all that kind of stuff. And she's welcomed into this monastery and a convent, rather. And because that's monastery is a completely different thing. She's welcomed into the convent almost like they sort of handpicked her for something, and you can't quite put your finger on it until the end, or until the movie continues, when there's certain things that happen, and it's really creepy. It starts off like, say, picturesque, it's nice and bright, and then it sort of goes a bit darker, gets candle lit, there's catacombs, there's secret files, there's all sorts of things going off here. And because it's an 18, they can get away with things as well, and they don't shy away from the gore, which is one of the things I really appreciated about this movie. It's got good practical effects, and that bit is absolutely great. And this convent harbors a dark secret. And like I say, it's based on the Immaculate Conception of Christ, the idea that a baby could be conceived without having sex, basically. And the fact that she would be a virgin mother. And it's like the second coming, and it's treated like the second coming, as you would if you, again, if you believed in those kind of things. Ensemble cast are also very good in this film. Alvaro Morte plays Father Sal Tedesche, who is brilliant. Simeona Tabasco plays Sister Mary, who is like Sister Cecilia's sort of nun friend. Benedetta Portacaroli plays Sister Gwen, and again she is the nun friend, and she is like the bad girl of the movie, sort of the devil on your shoulder, if you like. And then there's lots of other things, lots of other people in there who have all got, you know, full on Italian name, like Dora Romano plays the Mother Superior, and obviously she's like, yes, I can't wait for this to happen, but she does it in Italian, and obviously there's that language barrier as well, and all the time you're taken in by this beautiful scenery and the beautiful Italian language and the story that's therein. And it's not a very long film either, which is great. So, I mean, yeah, I fully appreciated this film for what it was. And that is a decent horror movie. It has elements of The Omen, but it's done with the second coming of Christ rather than the spawn of the devil. It involves nuns. Obviously, The Omen doesn't. Wouldn't be able to for certain reasons, and it's just really good. And having seen Imaginary not long before this, I was aching for some good clean horror, and this gave me that. I say clean, it's not clean, it's gory, it's disgusting actually, this is so damn good. I love it. And it seems like it's been a long project. The virgin birth, the fact that she is bought in, so they've sort of handpicked her for this, and it's split in opinion. That when the film finished, I heard someone actually say out loud, "That's the shittiest movie that I've." Sorry for this language. I'd like to say I'd be demonetized, but I don't get paid by YouTube anyway. That's the shittiest film I've ever seen. It's definitely not. It was really good. And that's what I mean. It splits opinion. And the ending is, like, it will make you, like, squirm in your seat. And that is exactly the kind of thing that you want in a horror movie. Just reading a review here. So it lacked depth. It didn't. Character development was really good. You knew exactly who was who and what people were doing, and the way they looked at certain things, the way they carried themselves, it was done, in the background sort of thing. You know, it was done by the way that they acted, that you knew these people were either on the good side or the bad side, so to speak. It's a good exploration of, you know, the human body, especially the female body, because, you know, it just has that under that story in the background as to the way that, you know, women are treated when it comes to birth and kids and stuff like that. It's just, you know, certain cultures don't care, do they? But which is disgusting. But yes, I love it. Grisly images, strong language. The like I already said, the practical effects are actually brilliant, and it was exactly what I needed. And it's like the conflict between her public persona and what people say she is, or what they want her to be, Sister Cecilia, and it's detrimental to this movie. It's like Rosemary's Baby, it's Suspiria, like I say, it's Omen. There's a lot of stuff here to unpack, and it's really good. And like I say, Sister Cecilia, played by Sydney Sweeney, is brilliant. So yes, if you're a horror fan, I would definitely recommend going to see this film. It's probably the one of the best horror films I've seen for quite a while. And to say that the director Mohan directed House of Wax and the Shallows, which, you know, I liked House of Wax. You know, people poop on that film because it's got a certain, you know, Hollywood celebrity in it that no one actually wanted. But yeah, I like that film. It's well directed. So yes, this is brilliant, and it's well worth a watch, and I'd recommend it absolutely. It pushes back the patriarchy, you know, for the my body, my choice situation. It's like I say, it's scary, it's bloody, it's funny, and it's brilliant. I love it. So yeah, more from Mohan, definitely. More from Mohan. So yes, I definitely recommend this one, and I'm going to see The Omen. So two religious-based films straight after each other next week. So check back in for that, and I will see you next time. Thank you very much. Hope you've had a great Easter holiday, and I will see you next week. Goodbye. Hiya.